IRS brass say they're already doing more with less, like expanding online services to taxpayers. But Russell Martin, Deputy Treasury Inspector General, tells a congressional panel IRS needs to do a better job of strengthening and standardizing authentication across its digital domain. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers is following this ongoing concern. She spoke more with Executive Editor Jason Miller.
Meredith, big hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill all about customer service and the IRS. Talk a little bit about what was going on with customer service to the taxpayer.
So what's going on is a lot of back and forth between the IRS, the people who provide oversight on the IRS, and Congress. So if you talk to the IRS, their officials say things are going pretty well, all things considered. Funding for the IRS has dropped by more than $1 billion over the past 6 years. And the New York Times has reported it could get cut this budget term, this time around, by up to 14%. Yet IRS says customer service is improving and their identity theft measures are catching bad guys. And for this tax filing season that we're in right now, 2017, things are running pretty smoothly. But if you read reports from the Government Accountability Office and TIGTA, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, they say there's a lot of room for improvement. So some of the main topics that were focused on at the House Oversight Subcommittee hearing I covered dealt with phone service, phone customer service, and identity theft. Phone service has been a really big issue for the IRS. The IRS's unit of measurement for its phones is a level of service, or what the percentage of people who want to talk to someone so they call the IRS, how many of them are able to do so. So if you think back all the way to 2015 filing season, the level of service was 37%, and that's compared to 72% during the 2016 filing season. And the IRS was pretty proud of that, but the better phone service was largely for the filing season, so January to mid-April. The IRS is, of course, open all year, and so the rest of the year was still pretty low when it comes to level of service. And that's tough when you've got a tax question or something you need answered by the IRS, and that was something that was highlighted at this hearing where TIGTA and GAO were saying there needs to be work done. So there's not only a worry about just the level of phone service, but that IRS should have these standards like level of service easily available for people. So when they go online, they'll know, you know, what the wait time is going to be, where they can find other information. And GAO recommended something kind of like an online dashboard to make it easy to access information. And this all goes back to the budget, because the last few years, there's been less money coming to IRS. And so IRS has had to shift its resources where it needs them most. So here's a debate between Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and IRS Deputy Commissioner for Services and Enforcement, John Dalrymple, talking about why customer service has been so low in the past.
Could it be your priorities were misplaced? Could that be a problem?
I don't think so. I think the real issue here is how the budget actually works. You know, the IRS receives its budget in three specific categories: taxpayer service, enforcement, and operations support. And in order to move money from between those appropriations, it has to ask for permission from Congress to do so. And in 2015, actually, we moved $30 million from enforcement into our taxpayer service operation. So I don't think that.
Did you ask Congress for that?
We asked Congress to do that, and they allowed us to do that.
Why didn't you ask for more? Why didn't you ask it more often to offset this terrible performance where 30-minute wait times, only 38% actually talked to a representative? Your own commissioner said it was abysmal.
It was abysmal. There's not enough money to go around for anything.
That was Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and IRS Deputy Commissioner for Services and Enforcement, John Dalrymple.
Now, Meredith, what's interesting about this also is that it's not just about money. It's not just about this idea of service, but really there's also bigger concerns about how people are using their time.
Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss brought up the 2015 numbers again. I know we're in 2017, but because it was such a baseline low number for IRS, whenever there's a hearing on IRS, congressman members always bring up 2015. And so Jody Heiss brought up the fact that back in 2015, IRS had 62 people that were doing official union work all day, and there was a big issue. There was the low numbers of phone calls and people being able to get through. And so his complaint was like, okay, well, why didn't your IRS just pull those employees back onto the phone lines? So here's Heiss and Dalrymple again.
So far as you know, there is no mechanism in place for the IRS to retrieve people who are on official time to come back to work.
I'm not aware. It's possible that the union contract allows for that, but I'm not certain.
Don't you think that might be something to be certain of if there's such a catastrophe where people are not able to get answers?
I think that it's probably something I should know, but I don't.
I think it probably is, too. We hear of these kind of issues over and over, and the IRS has come before this Congress's committee over and over, and always the answer is we need more resources. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely convinced the IRS does not need... You don't have a resource problem. You have a waste problem.
That was Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss and John Dalrymple with IRS.
Now, you also mentioned identity theft was a big topic at the hearing. Tell me about what's going on there, because that's something that the IRS has been working hard to deal with.
Identity fraud and protection has been a big deal for IRS for years. Dalrymple said the IRS stopped more than $6.5 billion in fraudulent refunds for going out to identity thieves this last filing year, or this last fiscal year. And according to the IRS, the number of people who reported they were victims of identity theft dropped by about 46% between 2015 and 2016, or about 700,000 people down to about 350,000 people. And now identity fraud is a huge issue, and Dalrymple spoke to reporters after the hearing about the lengths that criminals will go and what they come up with to trick taxpayers and tax preparers and then even the IRS into giving over money. He said, you know, it's just crazy, and it keeps everybody on their toes. And so what IRS is trying to do is spread out its defenses to defend against all these different kinds of creative ideas that these thieves come up with. But GAO and TIGTA say that that can cause the IRS to spread itself just too thin. Here's Russell Martin. He's the Assistant Inspector General at TIGTA.
As we have reported, the risk of unauthorized access to tax accounts increases as the IRS expands its focus on delivering online tools. Therefore, it is critical that the methods the IRS uses to authenticate individuals' identities provide a high level of confidence that tax information and services are provided only to individuals who are entitled to receive them.
And here's John Dalrymple again with the IRS. This is where he was talking to reporters after the hearing about what the agency is doing to address these identity thefts.
We have done a lot around authenticating taxpayers, and I'm not going to talk a lot about what that is because it's secret. But we are incredibly concerned about how innovative the people trying to penetrate our systems are. So we've spent, one of the things that the Congress gave us last year was an additional $290 million. Part of that was to go to taxpayer services, but another part was to go to cybersecurity, and we used a substantial amount of money from that appropriation to bolster our cybersecurity efforts. So we're now getting pretty comfortable around our what our perimeter is in terms of incursions, etc. Now we're really concentrating on partners that we have that we share data and information back with. That's a vulnerability that we're attacking now.
And that was John Dalrymple with the IRS.
Now, Meredith, we know from just covering this over the last couple of years, the IRS has turned up their fraud alert. They put out emails this year to say, hey, watch out for fraud. Did John Dalrymple give any more details in terms of what is coming down the pike in terms of what else they can do?
Well, it's interesting. I kind of asked him about that because one of the things that they highlighted in the GAO report was that authentication measures to make sure, you know, you are who you say you are. That needs to be more standardized. And he said, we're working on that, but I can't really tell you about that because it's secret, because you don't want the bad guys to know what we're doing. But they are, you know, and I've reported on this in the past on using data elements to notice, okay, well, this tax return came through a little bit too fast. Maybe there's a machine that's behind it that's trying to do some, you know, some dirty work. He did say, though, that, you know, when the budget happens, if there are any cuts to it, it's really going to significantly impact any work they are trying to do as far as enforcement and identity protection.
I know we'll be watching the IRS budget very closely as it comes out from the Trump administration and as Congress does their thing. Meredith, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.